This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. As turning leaves signal another Wisconsin autumn, the Mid-Continent Railway Museum gets popular. It's an outdoor living museum, an operating railroad recreating the small-town short line way of life during the golden age of railroading, with operating trains and restored railroad cars to take passengers along a scenic 7-mile route that begins in North Freedom, Wisconsin.
Jeffrey Bloom joins us now. He's the president of the Mid-Continent Railway Museum. Jeffrey, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first, paint us a picture. What does the leaf scene look like right now at the train windows?
Well, if I were at the museum right now and looking out the train window, we'd be past peak. The peak colors appeared last weekend, the 18th and 19th, when we ran our pumpkin special. But right now, we're past peak.
So this is something that for people to put on their calendars, look ahead to next year, but there's still got to be some beautiful scenery out there. What route does the train take?
The train leaves our depot at the museum just west of the village of North Freedom, and then it meanders in a south-southwesterly direction 3.5 miles to the end of the track, and it goes alongside of a swampy area where the Baraboo River used to run, but it changed course. Then it goes through farm fields, corn fields, soybean, and then it goes through a woods, and then past some more farm fields, and then it goes through the little mining town of LaRue, where it crosses the Sealy Creek trestle. And then it goes through a wooded, swampy area all the way to end the track at an area we call Quartzsite Lake. And the colors on all the trees, because many of them are maple trees along the way, very brilliant hues of reds, oranges, yellows. And then off in the distance, the riders can see what is known as the Baraboo Bluffs, 4 or 5 miles distant. And when the sun is out, of course, that's just all bright with colors.
Now, do you just run during the fall color season, or can we take the train ride other parts of the year as well?
The museum operates trains beginning the Mother's Day weekend, and we run weekends in May. And then when school's let out, about the 8th of June, we open up 7 days a week. And then when September rolls around and the kids go back to school, then we go weekends again until the third weekend in October. And the second weekend in October is what we call our autumn color trains. And the third weekend in October is the pumpkin special, where we have a pumpkin farmer bring in a lot of pumpkins at the end of the track. And the people ride the train, and they can buy a pumpkin from the farmer, and then they haul it back on the train.
Now let's hear about these trains a little bit more. What kind are they?
Mid-Continent strives to collect equipment from the 1884 to 1916 era, known as the Golden Age of Railroading. However, that old equipment is very historic and kind of fragile. What we operate on a daily basis is passenger cars that are made of all steel, but they were built in 1914, so they still got that old look. We would love to run our trains with steam locomotives, but all of our steam locomotives are out of service right now due to needing heavy repairs. And when I say heavy repairs, I mean over $1 million.
Wow.
So we're running vintage diesel locomotives. One of our star attractions is a 1944 Elko Model S1 switch engine. And that's historic in itself because Elko hasn't built locomotives since 1969. And the diesels will pull like two coaches and a historic wooden caboose on our normal runs.
Now, what is, I know a lot of people love older trains. What's the appeal? What's the allure of seeing these trains and actually riding them in action?
Well, the difference between riding our train rather than a modern commuter train or Amtrak. Our equipment is all old. You go up the steps on the cars, they're open platforms. Then you go in a doorway to go in the coach. You can slide the windows open. And, of course, you know, modern railroad cars today, you can't open the windows. Everything is air-conditioned. And they're the old-fashioned flip-over seats. And our conductor comes through the train with a vintage uniform on, the punch tickets, just like it was done in the old days. We try to recreate a small short line railroad environment, and with the equipment we're using, being some of it's 1914 and the locomotive's 1944, I guess you'd have to say they'd step back in time to 1944.
Wow. Well, aside from that, what else does the museum have in its collection?
The museum has a very large collection. The prize are the wooden passenger and wooden freight cars. The oldest car we have was built in 1864, and then we have a group around 1903, and then when you start to get into the steel part, 1914 to 1915. We do have many of our old wooden coaches and freight cars completely restored. And the people that come to the museum, they not only can ride the train, but we do have a museum grounds also, and they can, you know, walk around at their leisure and look at this equipment. Mid-Continent has one of the largest collections of any railroad museum in the United States of vintage wooden railroad equipment. Many of the cars are one of a kind.
And Jeffrey, who does work like that? Who restores these old wooden passenger cars for you?
Mid-Continent is made up of around 500 members, and like all organizations of that size, about 80 are active. And we have departments within the museum. And the department that takes care of restoring the wooden equipment is what we call the Restorations Department. The Restorations Department is housed in a very large building, a building, you know, large enough to put 8 or 9 railroad cars in. And this group of members strives on doing the carpenter work, et cetera, et cetera. And we also, you know, sometimes have to hire outside contractors also.
So most of these people are volunteer members of the group showing up maybe on weekends or whenever they get time off to work on these cars?
We have a very large pool of volunteers on the weekends. Our trains on the weekends are run by volunteers. The mechanics working on the locomotives on the weekends are volunteers, and the people working on the wooden cars for restoration are volunteers. However, we do have paid staff also. The Monday through Friday trains in the summer, we have a paid crew on that because, you know, you wouldn't get enough volunteers for Monday through Friday when it's a work day. And the same thing with the restoration department. We do have some people that we do pay to do certain work that the volunteers, you know, wouldn't be able to do.
And Jeffrey, we've just got a couple of seconds here. Is there a wish list, one thing you'd like to add to your collection?
Well, our collection is pretty much complete. The big wish list is we do not have enough money to go around. That's the big wish list. If we had enough revenue coming in, you know, we could have a steam locomotive running pretty quickly.
All right, Jeffrey, we'll leave it there. Good luck with that, and thanks for joining us.
Okay.
That was Jeffrey Bloom. He's the president of the Mid-Continent Railway Museum in North Freedom, Wisconsin.